Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You take the word fire, you text it to 20357, and you're in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands, starring Hozier, Gracie Abrams, we just heard, that's so true, and Doja Cat, and so many more, like 1,000 bands playing on, 15 different stages.
Fire!
August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park.
Right.
This hour's code word is fire.
Fire!
Fire! And we've got another chance coming up at 12:05, and Jane's got you twice in her show, 5:05 and 6:05.
Don't miss Jane.
Don't ever miss Jane. It's Jane, especially on a Friday. Oh my God. It's Friday. Rebecca Black is playing at Outside Lands, by the way.
So we can hear this in Golden Gate Park?
Can hear this in Golden Gate Park. I'm sure she probably does it three times. Like, she opens the set with it, does it in the middle, ends the set with it.
I never knew the part that you played, and I don't know if that
was
the
different days.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I was, as it kept going.
It is. What's tomorrow?
We so excited. Oh. Thank God she told us.
This is the song.
After words.
Rebecca Black. Okay. That's the word. Oh, boy.
Sunday comes after words.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards.
Words.
Oh, boy. Oh, she's great.
Hey, live. You're going to see her.
Yep. If you win these tickets. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I suppose you could buy them, but why not win them? Come on.
I might go eat instead, but, whatever.
I don't know, man. If I had a chance, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to check her out. Why not? Why the hell not?
I don't even like meat, but I'm going to get some sausage right now.
Treat yourself.
Anything.
A round of sausage.
Treat yourself. Right. A round of sausage.
Why not?
A couple new music releases this week. There's a new Mumford. There's a new Mumford & Sons album called Rushmere. Rapper Lil Durk, in case you care. Something called Deep Thoughts. And Will Smith's first album in 20 years called Based on a True Story. And his guests include Big Sean, his son Jaden, and of course DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And we got a text that Michael Fronte is dropping something today.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that? See if you can find that. I love Michael.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I know it's somewhere.
I can't believe
he's been
not
posting
on my list.
A lot of stuff on Instagram lately, and he's been.
Is that like a warm up for the record?
Well, they're
you think?
Making videos, and his boy's with him in it, and it's really cute. Like the kids, sitting next to his dad, who's a huge superstar. So and they're making a video together. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Welcome to the Family. Dropping today.
That's the name of the record.
Yep.
He's great.
Yeah, he is.
That's wonderful. This is not wonderful. This is a terrible story, but I guess in some ways it's good news. Do you know who Yolanda Saldivar is? Yolanda Saldivar.
I do know who that is. Yes, she's a murderer.
She is a murderer. She's the one who killed. She was the president of Selena's fan club and wound up killing her.
We're big fans at my house of Selena. And it's definitely, it's a giant loss. and one of those things where you can't believe, like, if you watch, J-Lo was in the original movie that they made about her.
That was actually one of the first things I ever saw J-Lo do, besides, I guess, you know, being a fly girl.
And you just can't believe that someone would have access to such a huge star that was also clearly murderous.
Right.
Like, robbing from her, and then when she gets called out on it, just...
she kills her.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's horrible, and I'm glad to hear that she's going to stay in jail. Don't let her out.
That's the story. That the whole thing is that she's was up for parole again. I think she's been in, like, 30 years or something, right?
Selena was a really little girl. Like, not a little girl, but a really young lady.
Well, was she in her 20s? I don't know what her age was. But, yeah, if she was, she was, like, early 20s. 23 years old. There you go. Yeah, I'm looking at some shots of her now. The woman who shot and killed Selena Quintanilla will not be freed. She just got denied parole. And she should continue to not be given parole.
Mm-hmm.
It came down yesterday. Some parole board in Texas denied it, citing the violent nature of her crime and claiming she still poses a continuing threat to the community. She worked for Selena until March 9th, 1995, when her dad fired her after accusing her of embezzling money from Selena's clothing company. I guess they were planning to open a boutique in Monterey, Mexico. 2 weeks later, that's when Yolanda shot and killed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was ultimately convicted and is serving a life sentence. 23 years old, robbed of her life.
Right.
The next time she will be eligible for parole, Yolanda, will be March of 2030.
Okay.
So there you go. She is remaining behind bars. This I thought was interesting. And we have a little bit of audio from this. This is a Kelly Clarkson story. You know, the first go round for American Idol, people were lining up and auditioning and they did it all over the place, but the show hadn't been on. Nobody knew what the show was. So they didn't even realize necessarily that it was a TV show. And Kelly Clarkson was just on some podcast where she was like, I didn't realize that American Idol was a TV show till like the third audition.
Yeah, here you go.
For all of us in that first season, we literally didn't. I didn't even know it was a TV show until my third audition. Like, we were literally trying to pay our bills, y'all. Just to be, y'all. We're like, oh, this might work. I might meet someone or whatever. Nobody knew it was going to amount to anything. You know, there were already other shows like Pop Stars, like all those other shows out or whatever. So nobody knew. And even the second, they all knew. They knew what could happen because Miss Independent had hit, like, my single. Yes. Like it, they knew like could happen.
They'd seen the proof was in the pudding.
So it was a different story. So people were like, sure. So I think for me, we were literally like kids, like, you know, 19 years old, just like trying to pay my electric bill, y'all. So
That is, by the way, Kylie Kelsey.
And let me say, I watched her podcast this morning because I was editing this.
So this is Jason Kelsey's retired Philadelphia Eagle football player, his wife's podcast.
And you know what I do when I'm not here is I have consulting and I coach new hosts. That's what I do. I help do pilots. And if you're a podcast host and you need a coach, that's what I do. She's really good. Like I'm super impressed with her as a host. Like I was like, wow, she actually knows what she's doing. She asks great questions. She does good follow up. She's really like good. I was kind of thinking, it's just Kelsey's wife. Yeah. But she's actually quite good.
The name of her podcast is Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelsey. It's funny too because everybody's got a podcast these days, and I know that the Kelsey brothers have a podcast. But I will see stories where somebody big has been on her show, and she gets something out of them. Like a sit down with Kelly Clarkson, long form, incredible. So anyway, that's one of the things she was talking about. And it does seem kind of silly, but Kelly was on the first season of the show, and it was when she was taping her early auditions. No one knew what the show was or what it was going to become, how successful it would be. It was so huge.
What did she mean, though, that she had a single out already?
I think she's saying by the time the next season of it,
people got
an idea of what it was going to be.
Got it. Okay. I was thinking she had a single out while she was... Okay, that makes more sense.
I don't believe so. I'm not... Sure. I also had to kind of
screwed
like
me up.
No, that, you got it right. She was talking about the second season.
Okay.
Yeah.
During the interview, Kelly was also talking about how people were mean to her because back in the day, despite winning the show, she was from a talent show. Like, people didn't take her as seriously as someone who, you know, struggled their way up. What did what was it? Elton John said, "Nah, get out there and gig." She said, "People who were really mean to me have been coaches on The Voice."
Here's the clip.
Like, I was the first winner, right? So like, it was hard. Like, not to like sound like whatever, but it was really hard. People were really mean. People that were really mean have been coaches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hated talent shows.
Yes.
And they ended up being on The Voice. It's like, okay. But like people were really cruel at first. They didn't like it. It took the industry kind of by storm. Like, a talent show is, it was a very unlikable thing.
Yeah, who's she pointing to?
She won't say. Who she's not pointing to is, I guess, Jennifer Hudson was also a coach on The Voice. When, I don't know if you know this, but Kelly Clarkson did a couple seasons on The Voice. So those seats rotate, but she's basically saying there were people who were co-coaching with me who were mean to me. I guess we'd have to look back and see who she coached with, who else was on the panel. Although I suppose it could have been.
Or it could have been people later.
Could have been people later or earlier. Yeah. You're right.
The thing about Kelly, in my opinion, is that, because I didn't even watch that season. I've never even really, I've checked it out in order to be able to know what's happening on the show. Her voice is undeniable. Her ability to sing is undeniable. I understand that some people might say, you should have to go get in a van and do shows at bars and work your way up.
Right.
Because dropping onto TV,
I'm 100%
is a hard way to begin, your career. And I would agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had an accident happen on stage where you unplugged the mic by accident. And now you're like, why is
what's
it
happening?
Why it's, oh, I turned it off. Sure. Whoops. Sorry, everyone.
Like, or you're out on the road and you've lost your voice after three shows.
All that stuff. Right. Exactly. But her voice is undeniable.
I agree with you. I really felt like I did watch that first season of American Idol and thought, and I liked it, whatever.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it. And she was from the get-go, she was a favorite. And then I want to say she did a rendition of Respect. And I went, oh my effing God, this girl has it. Like, she has to win this.
She talks about it in the podcast that even her, like, she hit a, like, I don't know how, I'm not a singer, so like a scale or something when she was singing. And when she got done, she was like,
I did it.
Yeah. Like, she was like, she knew it. She knew, like, she was nailing it.
You know, I've heard her do that whistle thing too, that Mariah can do, like that, which is, I don't know. I don't know what has to be happening in your throat for that to come out of you. But, Mariah has made it like a part of a lot
what's
of her songs.
Happening
well,
in
like,
there?
What the hell's happening in your throat? Like, I've been singing my whole life and there's none of that. I assure you, I've taken voice lessons. I'm not that I'm trying to do that, but that is like, that whistle thing is such a freaking incredibly cool thing. And I heard Kelly Clarkson just chucked it into something one time and I went, oh my God, of course she can. Of course. She's like the best singer ever.
I wonder, I'm not a singer. I wonder, do you test that?
What do you mean?
Well, like, have you tried to do the whistle?
Well, like, yeah, I guess so. Sure. I can't get anywhere near it. Like,
I wonder, like, if that is
that's,
a thing.
That's
that
my
would,
whistle right there.
Would a teacher put you through any kind of test to check your range?
Sure. You try to figure out where you're at, and like I'm like an established alto, like mid range. Can't go super high. Can go maybe a little lower than someone who is a soprano. But that I think is just some people have that in their voice. I don't know what it is. There's probably people who aren't even singers who are like, yeah, I can whistle along with some of the Mariah Carey stuff.
Mm.
Like when she does the jump from the Someday, she goes up the extra octave. You're like, oh my God, she's so amazing.
Mm.
She used to throw her voice around like it was like a one of those little super balls. Remember those? You'd throw them into the corner of a room and they'd just like ricochet all around the room. That was her voice. She's still a great singer.
Well, now she only has to come out at Christmas. Good for her.
No!
She's home free.
You got to get that isolated audio from her that NBC released. That was good. That was good stuff.
It was mean is what it was.
I mean, I think you mean it was good.
Super mean.
But also kind of good. Anyway, you can, if you want to hear the whole interview, feel free. Not going to lie with Kylie Kelsey. But we had just a couple minutes of that. Thank you for gathering that for us.
My pleasure.
Mm. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
People already need a vacation. This year has already given people the need for a vacation after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It all happens at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special, the Sarah and Vinny Show, 6 days a week.
I love it.
Grab your coffee and spend your Saturday morning with friends. Same time, same place, right here on Alice at 97.3.
Sweet.
Right.
I don't know, man. I turned into Cartman all of a sudden.
Oh, it's Friday.
Some clouds,
Friday.
But not a storm expected today. We're getting a break from that.
Oh, it's actually sunny out the window. Holy cow. I mean, in the
little
back.
Bit.
Yeah, we got it coming from one direction, maybe not so much the other, but it's good.
Rain should be back on Sunday, though.
Yeah.
So there's that. The Giants won opening day yesterday, which is great news. And March Madness continues today and into the weekend. Fun stuff. Okay. We are barely into 2025, and there are people out there saying, I can't take it anymore. I've had it. A lot happening in the world today.
It is true. There's a lot happening in the world today. There's so much that we don't talk about that I feel like we don't need to. You know all about it.
According to a new survey, these are the top signs that you need a vacation.
All right, tell me.
Are you burnt out?
Yes.
You daydreaming about trips? I got to get them out of here.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Anything's fine.
Right.
Go by myself to Chicago and watch Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Is that what happened? Did I get the story wrong?
She just decided. She went by herself.
To Chicago?
Yeah, well, I've got friends there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I sat all by myself.
Because you buy one ticket?
One ticket. Mm. It's all I could afford.
Well, I can imagine why people would be daydreaming about, I mean, you know, Taylor's no longer an option. Her tour's done.
Yeah.
She's home now, but there's shows coming. Getting irritated with others, that is one of the ones that I think is really to me, that's the sign you may need a break, is when you get that lack of patience.
Right.
That feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I get that on the road quite a bit, and that's really just more about time
when you're driving.
Yeah, time to park the car. Yeah. Like, I've been commuting, and I find myself, would you get off my ass? Oh, jeez. I should just get off the road.
Just breathe through it. Through it. It's a tough, I feel like this is sort of a tough time of year, though, because there's all that sort of build up for the holidays and a lot of people take time. And now like 3 full months have gone by. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's like a school break coming up, or, you know, if you've got kids, so maybe that's a thing. And that can actually be very stressful if you don't get the time off and your kids are home and now you're trying to figure out how to work around them. And I mean, stress is real.
These are signs you may need a vacation.
All right.
Getting irritated with others, more than usual anyway.
Mm.
Feeling fatigued no matter how much you sleep. Having low energy even on weekends. Feeling brain fog.
Oh.
Completely forgetting tasks. Misplacing items. Those are just
this
also
all sounds
parts
like getting
of
old.
Aging. Yeah. Making mistakes at work.
Oh.
Mm. Checking your emails even when you're off the clock.
Oh.
Let's see here. If that isn't relatable enough, the survey also has a list of 10 most forgotten items when packing for a trip, which isn't really related to our subject at all. Oh, well, I guess because you're going on vacation.
Yeah.
Phone charger's the number one.
I literally cannot believe that anyone is forgetting their phone charger. Like, it's the first thing I throw in my purse.
Toothbrush and toothpaste came in second.
That also, it seems unlikely.
I, you know what? It just happened to us. That's why I was able to mention it.
Oh, right.
We went to Hawaii, and the missus, we were busy leading up to the day, and we left on a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, we were busy up to Thursday, and it was a stormy day. That was like super stormy, and I just got in the new car, and it was like right up till I got home, and then it was pack. Go to bed, leave.
Right.
Which isn't, look, we're going on vacation. It's great. No big deal.
But it is a whole thing, especially with little kids, because you're doing their packing for them.
So
they just get to go on the trip.
She forgot her toothbrush, but she had been packing all the kids' stuff. And so when we were in the hotel, she was like, oh no, I forgot. Use mine. It's fine. Yeah. Or I'll go get you one. What do you want? Either way.
I'll just use it. We'll worry about it tomorrow.
Followed by, so it's phone charger, toothpaste and toothbrush, headphones and earbuds, sunglasses, sunscreen, body care products. You know, that's what the drugstores are for.
Exactly.
Go make a run through there.
And a lot of times, whatever hotel will have like a little, oh, you forgot that? Here's a shop where you can pick it up.
How about a fast pack?
I love fast packs. You know that. You don't have fast packs. And it's Friday, so it's a Friday fast pack.
This is one of those. It's awful. The woman who invented the chocolate chip cookie.
Madame Toulouse?
No.
Thank you for acknowledging that. It's a very Friends thing.
The woman who invented the chocolate chip cookie was Ruth Wakefield. She sold the recipe to Nestle in the 1930s in exchange for...
Oh, God. Some new baking dishes or some awful, ridiculously low amount.
A lifetime supply of chocolate.
Oh.
Not money. Not the millions that have been made off of chocolate chip cookies through the years.
You know.
But for a lifetime supply of chocolate.
But when you think about what a chocolate chip cookie is, like as we were starting to mass produce little chocolate chippy things. I mean, someone was bound to come up with it. So it's not like, did she hold a patent for it?
Are you saying they shouldn't have given her $1,000 at least?
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I do feel like, isn't that nice that they acknowledge the person? They didn't just go, these are delicious. We now make these. We're like a chocolate chip factory. So we're going to go ahead and steal your recipe. Oh, it's a cookie and you've put chocolate chips in it. Sounds great. Oh, you don't have a patent? Good.
Wow.
I'm just saying. No, I'm
kinda
saying.
Hating on the,
yeah, you're
on
hardcore.
The,
jeez.
On the chocolate chip.
There's a lady who's just
I'm literally not. I'm the
cookie.
Opposite of that. I'm saying it's amazing. People look at recipes all the time and go, I'm not going to do that. Like that she got anything. She got a lifetime supply of chocolate. She should be grateful. Guys, you're making me say literally a lot.
Why are you saying that so much?
I don't know, because I just heard Kelly Clarkson say
it. It's exactly what I was going to say. You just heard Kelly Clarkson say it like three times in a row.
Right.
The weird part of that was she hosts a show.
I know.
So I can't believe she hasn't been in the program director's office hearing it from him. You can't keep saying that.
This is a crutch. You can't say it. I wonder if she says
it. It's a vocal crutch. Let me tell you what your vocal crutches are this week.
Right. Oh my, because it's always something.
Every time.
Right? That's one of mine.
If you feel like there's been a lot of plane incidents lately.
Yes.
The odds of dying in a plane crash are 1 in 13 million. You're about 2,200 times more likely to die in a car accident than you are in the plane crash. So it's way more dangerous to drive to the airport than to fly on that plane. Just so you know.
You know, though, the difference between a plane crash and a car crash is... really obvious. I don't have to say it.
I mean, you're dead either way. It's pretty bad.
So high. Yeah, but like if you get in a car crash, okay, like you might get hurt, but at least you're not falling out of the sky like a effing dart. Pachoo! The plane crash. Horrible. And you've got like time to realize like, oh no, it's forever. Like, what do I do? Do I text my family? Do I hold my person I'm with? Oh, it just takes forever to die in a plane crash.
Boy, this has gotten dark.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you just have a lot of time to think about it. That's all. Like a car crash is like, boom, whatever. Plane crash is like, oh boy, this is going to take a while. I've been thinking about this for a while. Screaming.
Time to join the Mile High Club. Anybody?
Yeah. What do we got? 30 seconds? Come on. Let's do this.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of this stuff. 415 says, why is Sarah so anti-woman?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, because of the chocolate chip lady? Yeah. I'm not. I'm saying, you know, I'm not surprised that the person who invented chocolate chip cookies didn't get a lot of money for that.
A lifetime supply of chocolate. Who is she, Kramer? Madame Toolhouse made me LOL.
Toulouse.
Whatever. That, Toulouse. Yeah.
That's a Phoebe thing.
Oh, I hear music. I'm going to keep going, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to my first concert alone in April.
Oh. Who are you going to see?
I'm going to see FKA Twigs, Jessica San Mateo.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hope you have good seats.
You know, going to a concert alone is not a bad experience. It's actually so loud, you can't talk anyway.
Not to mention, everyone there likes the same thing you do. So it's... Mm-hmm. There you are. All
together. I wouldn't want to go alone. I probably would, but I'm fine alone. But like outside lands, maybe you want people with you because when the show's over, then you wander around and find the next thing. And 619 says it's pouring in Mountain View.
Oh,
okay. It's raining pretty hard in Sunnyvale right now. So the South Bay. Mm. It was raining this morning when I woke up too. In the South Bay, so maybe that's the deal.
Funny, I think it's sweeping down from my house to yours because it had rained clearly, but it was not raining.
Not in Alameda, baby.
Never, never.
It's always sunny in Alameda.
The Garden State.
The Garden Island.
Yeah, something.
What a miracle.
So it would rain in the Garden State, right? You need some water.
I guess so.
For your... Okay. Time for a game?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to play How Old's That Guy?
Okay.
Well, that guy. How old's that guy? How about, let's start with... Kate Gosselin. That's the Kate plus eight. What was it like? Jim and Kate plus eight or Steve and Kate plus eight?
I'm going to say
John
she's
and Kate.
49.
All right.
I'm going to go 50.
She's exactly 50.
Oh, come
That's
on.
2 points for Vincenzo. Oh, we were just
I can't get a break this week.
We were just talking about this guy. Simon Pegg's sidekick and Paul, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, The World's End. Nick Frost. How old is he? He's going to play Hagrid in the upcoming Harry Potter TV show. How old is Nick Frost?
I went first last
time. Oh, all right. Take it easy.
Yes.
Sheesh.
I take this game seriously.
You guys need to keep track of who went first. I don't really care.
You're the show host.
I mean, care factor's low, though.
Then
I'm trying. Maddie went first. It's your turn. Go.
Thank you.
Nick Frost. How old is he?
For the record, I don't know this guy, but I will say he is 55.
Mm-hmm.
Got an autographed poster of Shaun of the Dead from Nick Frost, and I'm going to say he's 54.
He's 53.
Yeah.
Son of a...
Only 1 point.
Yeah, so
only 1 point. How old is Maddie? How old is Lady Gaga? How old's Lady Gaga? How old is she? It's her birthday today. Lady Gaga.
I'm going to say 39.
39.
I also will say 39.
Both saying 39?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that happens. I think you have to pick.
It just happened.
Didn't.
I just told you she's 39.
Yeah. Nope. You've got to pick.
I just picked.
No, you have to pick something besides 39.
No, you can't.
All right, well, then Maddie gets 2 points for that because that is exactly how old she is, 39 years old. So you must have seen that somewhere?
Yeah.
You don't get 2 points for that.
No, I do. No, you don't. I saw it this morning.
I truly guessed.
He went first.
39. I said she's 39. I know she's 39. She's 39.
He went first.
We both got 2 points.
Sorry, nope. It's the current scores. Maddie 3, Vinny 2. And let's see. Maddie is...
On the show.
Yes. So Vinny's first on this one. How old is Julia Stiles? This is, she did a season of Dexter, didn't she, Julia Stiles?
Yes, she did.
But she's Save the Last Dance, 10 Things I Hate About You, the Bourne movies. How old is Julia Stiles?
40.
All right.
41, Bob.
She's 44. That's a point for you, Maddie. Let's go Vince Vaughn. How old's Vince Vaughn? Maddie. Who's Vince Vaughn?
I'd say 52.
I'm going to say 53, Bob.
He's 55. That's a point for you, Vinny. And finally.
We're tied up.
Nope. It's 4-3. Maddie's in the lead. You could tie it here, though. And I think Vinny goes first.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, how old is Reba McEntire?
Just like to protest.
If you get it exactly.
You're not counting right. your math is off. There's no question.
I actually can't fight that. It's off enough that you could be right.
How old is Reba? Reba is 69.
I'm going to say she's 70.
She's exactly 70 by a score of 6-3. Maddie.
He knew that. I'll bet you anything she's from West Virginia.
No, but.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Woo! All right.
Yes!
Well, that was fun.
Face.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show for your chance at the Alice Escape with Rod Stewart, tickets for the Jonas Brothers, and a couple of pairs of passes for all 3 days for Outside Lands. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay dry. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.